I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Large-scale riots targeting Indian Christians barely made a blip on the news radar. Radical Hindu nationalists targeted believers in 20 villages in central India. When Christians reported the attacks, police told them to fend for themselves. World Mission's Greg Kelly heard from church partners throughout the country.
Because the leadership of India is predominantly Hindu, it kind of has a blind eye turned to it. It shouldn't surprise us when we hear about the attacks on Christianity.
You can help persecuted believers through World Mission.
We go into these hottest of areas where the persecution is at its height.
And most importantly, pray.
We need to pray for Christians who are enduring this harsh persecution, that God would comfort them, give them grace.
And Lebanon's caretaker government considers blocking aid to Syrian refugees. The move would allow only government-approved organizations to help Syrian refugees in need. Groups like Heart for Lebanon could only enter Syrian refugee camps if the government considers their projects just and fair. Tensions are high between the Lebanese people and Syrian refugees. Please pray for peace. Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melke.
The political bickering is forcing those two communities to go head-to-head against one another, each blaming the other for their miseries. I remind your listeners, that's what caused the civil war in 1975. 13 years of deadly war in Lebanon started by Lebanese and Palestinians fighting each other. And it seems that history right now is repeating itself.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media, or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.